Well, Happy New Year, everyone. I know we've already gone through a whole full week of 2017, but I didn't get a chance to tell most of y'all last week that I pray for a happy and fruitful year ahead for all of us. I don't know about you, but I was really ready to put 2016 behind me. Maybe it was because of that strong desire. I kept having it coming over in my mind over and over again, that imagery that was really big when I was a kid. I haven't seen much of it lately. This pictorial representation of the year almost finished as this exhausted, wizened up old man. And then there's the contrast is this young baby all diapered up and full of energy, ready to plunge into the challenges of the year ahead. I don't know that imagery is that, it's kind of gone by the wayside, I think. Kind of like most of our New Year resolutions by now, right? I realized a few years ago that I wasn't too resolute about my resolutions. They were more like aspirations, I guess, than resolutions. I don't know about you. So let's just as we plunged into this new year, let's plunge into today's gospel, because in it, it speaks of plunging into the waters of baptism, doesn't it? Each year on the first Sunday after the Epiphany, the church gives recognition of the foundational sacrament of baptism. Now, Jesus' baptism made God manifest in the environs surrounding the Jordan River 2,000 years ago, ultimately leading to the role of baptism in your life and in my life. The season of Epiphany, which began last Friday, is all about God becoming manifest, becoming made known in the person of this child, this man, Jesus of Nazareth. And God was made manifest not just to God's people of Israel, who had longed for their Messiah, their King, but Epiphany recognizes that God was made manifest, made real to and for all of us. The celebration of Epiphany starts with the moment the wise men reached the end of their journey, having followed the star from afar, and God was made known to them in this little tiny child. God was made known to these Gentiles, not to just the Jews of Galilee or even those in the power seats of Jerusalem. No, God wished to be made known to the whole world, rich and poor, Gentile, Jew, as the King, the Messiah, the Emmanuel God with us. Our gospel today recalls a moment where God was made known. But first, it is a continuation of the story of John the Baptist's prophetic cry for repentance we heard about last month in Advent. Wild man John, out in the wilderness, far from his service as priest in the gilded temple, as was his birthright, dressed in camel's hair, eating locusts and wild honey, and calling for baptism of repentance, as well as calling out the hierarchy of his days, the Pharisees and Sadducees, for their hypocrisy. Nothing before had been seen like this. Baptism was brand new. It was John's invention. And no one before was anything like John. Repent, John cries, for the kingdom of heaven has come near. I baptize with water, but one is coming who will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and fire. Into this chaotic scene enters Jesus in today's gospel. How is it that the Son of God comes to John for baptism? A symbol of repentance. The Son of God is perfect, sinless. He doesn't need repentance or even some symbolic version of it. Even John demurs, leading to the first words spoken by Jesus in Matthew's gospel and indicating the type of Son of God he is. He manifests God. Jesus shows forth God by coming to be baptized out of faithfulness to God. Jesus seeks baptism so as he said, to fulfill all righteousness, meaning Jesus desires to be responsive to God's divine will. Jesus' action points to a God who is faithful. Faithful is seen by the very action of Jesus submitting to baptism in the first place, and faithful in God's response to that act of devotion by the declaration from heaven, "This is my Son, my beloved, with whom I am well pleased." These first actions and words from Jesus in the Gospel of Matthew reveal, they manifest the nature of Jesus. Faithfulness is a hallmark of not only Jesus, the Son of God, but it is also a trait of all the children of God. These words and actions by Jesus serve as a standard for us to be a child of God. One seeks to find and to submit to God's will. It requires trust to faithfully enter the Jordan waters of our lives. Trust that the waters will not overwhelm us. But through trust in God, through faithfulness in seeking to live into God's will in our lives, we will be made new. That's what baptism is about. And maybe that's scarier than entering the Jordan River waters of our lives each day. Today, we will stand and reaffirm our commitment to be modern-day revelations of this God who is with us as we respond to the questions posed to us in the baptismal covenant. By reconfirming our beliefs and through reaffirming our desire to live lives reflecting Jesus, we are asserting that we desire to experience God in our everyday living, trusting that God will not lead us into waters that will overwhelm us. So as we plunge into this new year, the question I leave for you is this: how are you going to make Jesus real as you enter the water of your life this year? How are you going to make Jesus real? How are you going to make God manifest? It doesn't require you to do heroic acts or evangelize every single person you encounter. It does not require a set of resolutions or even aspirations. It merely requires our intention to trust God and to seek God and God's will each day. And in doing so, well, we make God real in our own hearts. We make God real in our own hearts when we seek God. And this leads to God being made manifest, made known to those all around us. It really is that simple.
Please stand as we turn to page 292 in our Book of Common Prayer.